Damn, Donnie, killed this shit.
Fade on my body, call lick off a spray. Garments on me, cause her arm in the leg. Got off my ass, had to get to that bread. It's worth to my mommy, that's worth to my dad. I keep a city with me, I'm prepared. Brothers, I love her, freedom out the fed. She said, oh wait, book a flight to Japan. Yeah, I see what she said, but I love her on red. Fade on my body, call lick off a spray. Garments on me, cause her arm in the leg. Got off my ass, had to get to that bread. It's worth to my mommy, that's worth to my dad. I keep a city with me, I'm prepared. My brothers, I love her, freedom out the fed. She said, oh wait, book a flight to Japan. Yeah, I see what she said, but I love her on red.
We're here. Yeah. Why would I vote when my president's dead? Light as well. I see those. I like those. I ain't gonna lie to you. The biggie pick. I feel you. Snow foot ass nigga be cheating out here.
He used to go to the women's section.
Shop at the kids section. This nigga here. Can't even shop at the women's section. Go ahead, my bad. I'm sorry.
Like, there's reasons why there's so much different races out.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we're all supposed to, like, mingle.
Gumbo. Mm-hmm.
Depends on how you want your gumbo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just feel like, you know, then you have the others that say, well, no, we should all stick together, black and black, Asian and Asian.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel, but I don't mind the interracial thing. I think what happens is when it comes to your culture comes in the play with it, you know, how you was brought up, you know.
Everything.
Yeah, so it's like
your cultural race
is cool.
Your holidays,
right? But then when it comes to your family, it's tough to mix
certain things.
Yeah, so it's like it's a good idea, but when it comes to all of that shit, yeah, I'm with it. But
and with that,
deep rooted families.
We are welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the D-Rica Hippie Show. I was about to.
You ain't ready. You're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. It's all right. You're not ready yet.
That nigga Kawhi is.
Cole, I did not approve any of these things said right here. You heard?
Let's go viral.
Yo, nigga said let's go viral is crazy.
We're trying to set you up.
Yo,
D-Rica Hippie.
Welcome
back to the D-Rica Hippie
Show. The
show
formerly known as
Choon Choon. This should be episode 323. Yo, shout out to Sparrow. Make sure y'all go check that last episode out. We dropped some gems on that shit, you know what I'm saying? And we are your hosts.
Yo, I'm Spliff. How y'all doing? I'm back from Atlantic City. I had a good time. How y'all doing?
Hi.
Choon Choon,
what's up? I'm in the building.
Choon Choon. And the highest hippie in the room, D-Rica Hippie, of course.
We're partying today. Go ahead. You got it, Choon.
Oh, you know
what?
I forgot.
You about to say something that went to something else. You got it.
I'm
going to
say
that,
but I'm not going to say the next episode, I'm going to give y'all a preview of the painting that I was going to do.
You almost done with it?
I painted it today, but I wasn't too risky of making it dry coming here and all that shit. So, I can tell you something. I get all my work done at the end, like when it's crunch time. Like, oh shit, I gotta get it done.
Yeah.
Everything is done.
Okay.
But on my way coming here,
Thank
you. I seen some man made some makeshift shit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
He was like on a scooter. You know the ones that could ride on his own, like
ATV.
Yeah.
Right.
But he put a crate on it. Like when you put one foot on, he put the crate on there, and homeboy was riding.
Oh, you talking about the one wheel joint? And he put a crate on that?
Yeah, no, it's like.
Like one of those three wheel joints, and it got the big thing in the back. But it's like it's blue. You talking about it's blue, right? It's almost like a bike, right? But it got something in the back.
Didn't I just say a scooter?
Okay, so it's a scooter.
Scooter, but it's like the ones that, you know, could ride on.
Oh, the electric shit.
Yeah, but yeah. He had a crate on it. So okay. He was sitting on the crate, but yeah. He was driving the shit.
I saw some shit like that on TikTok. This girl, she came from food shopping and she had the electric scooter.
Yeah.
She had like six bags with her and like a case of something, you know what I'm saying? It was like a case.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she sat it down on the scooter, like how you saying vertical, so she could sit down. Right, yes, and she had like clips.
Yeah.
She put the bags on the clips and put them on her waist, and she said, "I'm out of here."
Bags on the clips is crazy.
You get your money, listen.
And it was a black girl that was doing it, so I guess it was an older black lady watching her. She was like, "Look how strong black women are."
Yeah, right.
I was like,
you definitely know she's gonna record that.
Nah, that's mad crazy. How strong black women are. Yeah. Shout out to all the strong black women out there.
Word. But how everybody feeling, man? What's good? What's going on with y'all, man? What's good? You just came back from AC.
Shout out to Gotham All Stars, you feel me? U football. Shout out to 8U, Big A, LT, Dylan.
That's what you was doing down there?
Yeah, I was with the young Uda. Shout out to Killer Cam and them. There was a couple of young Udas out there doing their thing, man. Yeah, they was in the tournament. They didn't win the tournament, you feel me? It was a lot of shenanigans going on. Like, first game, they should have won. They got jerked on some dumb shit. They were supposed to go to another overtime. They didn't do it. Some flag got called. They got jerked. Whatever. The other team didn't score neither. That's why I felt type of way. But the boys did good. They battled a lot of niggas that was, like, second and third of the state and all that. Of the nation. Like, of the fifth, you know what I mean? All the joints. So they did good, bro. Them niggas did what they had to do. They, you know what I mean? They was no mad. They cried, you feel me? Because they wanted to win them rings, you feel me? But shout out to, I believe, 12U. 12U or 11U in Brooklyn Chiefs. I think it's 12U. 12U won, and they got the ring and all that. I'll show y'all the ring because the ring looked fire, you feel me? They won the joint. But I feel like 7, 8, a couple of them got... You feel me? They did what they had to do, man. Shout out to 7U. Shout out to 8U. You know what I mean? The youngest did their thing.
Okay.
You feel me? Some of them got smoked, but a lot of them didn't. So, shout out to the young ones because they did their thing.
That's what's up. How about you, Trun? How you been? It's been like a little week since we seen each other. You know what I'm saying? What's up with you, man? Everyday life, working, shit like that, right?
I just feel like, you know, I just be going with the flow. That's it. But, I'm not going to say anything else.
Going live.
And I'm going to, so my job, I started my new position.
Let's get it.
Next week. You know, so that's all I'm waiting for. That's it. But other than that, I'm always into problems. But, you know, I'm not going to be confessing on this damn podcast. You know, but yes. You know, shout out to everybody that's, you know, holding it down. For the sensitive people.
That's a fact. Wearing emotions on sleeves, that's fire. That's how I am. But hope everybody's having a good Easter. We recording on Easter today, you know what I mean? So hope everybody having a good time with their family and all that and all that. But I just been chilling. Like I did the last episode with Sparrow, we was talking about how media looking today. Me and him had a little debate about, cause I want to do a award show for podcasts and independent artists and shit like that. And he gave me his side of it. I gave him my side of it, and we went back and forth with that. That was fire. He spoke about NWO News, how they came about and all that, where they going and things of that nature. So shout out to him. And we're going to keep the ball rolling, man. That was Wednesday. Today's Sunday. We're recording on Easter, and we getting lit. Yeah, I was watching that.
My son Dylan is busy. My bad. Shout out to Sports Fan, too. Sports Farm. My bad. I didn't say they shit. Shout out to Sports Farm for the U football tournament and all that.
That's a fact. That's a fact, man. But if you here, man, like, comment, subscribe. We trying to get to that 400, then 500 subscribers. I'm trying to get to that 1,000, though. You heard? So subscribe. Where we starting at, man? What's good? What's going on? It's a lot going on. It's not a lot going on per se, but there's some things that we missed that we gotta touch on. So, what's up?
We missed quite a few stuff. I have brought it to your attention. We're gonna start with that because that's something that I feel like. Where was I when all of this happened? Where were all three of us when this happened?
I damn sure ain't know nothing about it.
You know, right. So we're gonna start with Nature Boy. You ever heard about Nature Boy?
Only Nature Boy I know is Ric Flair. Just being real.
What I said?
You said the same thing.
She said you heard the story about Nature Boy. I said, like Ric Flair.
Yeah.
The 14.
The wrestler.
Wait, 16 times.
His name was Nature Boy.
Federation champion.
His nickname was the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Woo.
Okay, so.
Woo. Break it down for the audience.
I've been watching this shit like.
Break it down for us, cause all Nature Boy y'all know is them. Oh, it's a series.
Yeah, no, it's not. But I've been watching it like it's a series. Okay. Like, I've been watching documentaries. I've been watching the trials. I've been watching.
So this nigga's Nature Boy.
So he called himself. He called himself a couple of things, right?
Couple of things go crazy. Go ahead, my bad. Because
it's, you know, it's Carbonation is like their group. Right, Carbonation is like a group of them, right?
I'm sorry, it's an artist, a singer.
Listen,
my bad.
I'll leave you on the street next time.
Go ahead.
I ain't doing this shit, man.
Just know I'm only here because of Chum. Some days I'll be like, "Fuck this shit, man."
So right, check it. Nature Boy, right? He's a regular black guy, wash abs, boom, sexy, dark skin, good teeth. The perfect
everything perfect that makes women. A kitty go purr.
Yes, that shit.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. And, go ahead.
At first, his backstory was he's a stripper. You know, he was in the industry. He worked. He said that he worked with, you know, a Monique show. You know, he was in and out. You
any
know?
Diddy parties?
No Diddy over here. So then.
Get bustle.
Not good.
So then
you see that? You see the red light?
Yeah.
When it's not on, you hear a echo like we in the stadium, and the whole
we back.
First 5 minutes.
It was yeah, like, we back, baby.
We good, baby.
We good.
Echo free so, right now. You heard? So, back to the good back, shit. Right, so, nah, that was so just then, mad funny your face. Yeah. Whatever you do, go to that shit for like 5 seconds. The nigga said
that little sound that you made. When they
woke in your ear, nigga woke in his ear.
It went, I said,
oh shit.
Dun, dun, dun.
Also, when I went, woo, that shit gonna sound crazy. All right.
Go ahead, Chum.
So, that's his backstory. But another backstory is he was in foster care. You know, he grew up with trauma. Most, like, you know, they say that he was abused and stuff like that, right?
Also, you might, Antoine Fisher shit. Go ahead.
Okay, right. So, you know, throughout life, he just stopped. He ended up saying, "No, I'm just gonna go vegan. I'm gonna live that nature life. I'm gonna live, you know, I'm gonna live any with the chakras and the, you know, with the stuff."
So he was materialistic at one point. I'm saying just going natural. Just checking.
So he went out. You know, when he first started, he's showing everybody, you know, how life is. He's turning vegan. You know, he's not, you know, fuck all the meat and everything. He moved to
he moved Belize. To one of them states that pay him. Oh, okay. Belize, he went to Belize.
Or,
he went
to Belize. I think it was Mexico.
Mexico. Was it right? Mexico first and then was. It was around Mexico, Belize. All right,
so
Hawaii.
Mexico, Belize. Like, all right, so he was where he was supposed to be at.
He wanted to go where it was
at. No snow zones. No snow zones.
So when he first started and everything like that, you know, he was just putting it out on YouTube and stuff like that. So you have people like that that's in the nature and wants to live in the jungle, wants to live in the woods, wants to live that outside nature life. You have a lot of people like that. So you see this black dude doing this shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that was coming at that time was like 17, 18, a little bit, and another year later, maybe people in their 20s and 30s would start coming, right? So these people that was coming, they're like going through trauma, going through shit, dropped out of college, and all of this shit. And he's really, at the time, not really recruiting them. Come if you want, you know, come enjoy this. This is the life. And people really do this shit, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to speed up.
Be one with nature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in the process of doing all this shit, he was abusing them. You know, it was a whole lot of abuse on this shit. They was going live. This is around the pandemic time. This is why I said, how the fuck I didn't know about this shit. Because this shit was, but then again, I really wasn't on TikTok and stuff like that at the time when this shit came out.
Yeah.
Right? So there was like on major platforms at that time when COVID came out. So everybody knew about them. Everybody knew about them. Now he's in prison. Now he's actually going to jail for life. Life. Plus 10.
A couple life sentences.
Life was 10. Like, this nigga, you ain't gonna know it. Go ahead.
A self-proclaimed messiah leading a movement centered on polygamy, nudity, and liberation. Eligio Bishop, known as Nature Boy.
A cult leader.
And the leader of the Carbon Nation cult, has drawn significant attention and controversy.
But so, he's saying that he's not a cult because, you know, he didn't, like, recruit them.
He's saying people came on their own will.
Right.
But that's still, what a lot of people will say. If you tell the people, come be part of this. Join me in this. I live the magnificent
not, maybe
life.
Maybe he's not saying
he
that.
He didn't say it, like, but at the end of the day, pull up. So, let me G you into the bullshit.
Yeah, so like, it was based on, like,
come on now.
Vegan, White Teeth would do it.
Vegan lifestyle, and, like, she's saying polygamy and all this stuff. So the main one that was his wife, but, you know, he was messing with multiple girls. But the main one was
her name was Velvet.
Velvet. She had, like, yeah. She was, like, 18.
Velvet.
17.
She was 17, a teenager when she first got there. Because she was already thinking, like,
how old is this Nature Boy?
He had to be maybe...
He was maybe in his 20s.
He was older than them. Yeah. He had to be in his 20s. 24, 25, 20-something.
So you
but
old...
Yeah,
so she had, like... three of his kids. One victim testified that Bishop raped her. That was Erica Carroll. Another victim alleged that
he was standing in the corner.
Women to simply because she made a face. He made her. Yeah,
assault. They gotta
her.
Call him the God, Messiah.
Yeah, the three God. Something.
And
like
then
that.
What they would have this thing called spiritual baths, right? The spiritual bath. Listen, check this out. Spiritual bath. It was a person under his, I think his name is Shaka Zulu, but he's not. Yo, that's what I'm saying. Yo, this shit could be a series. Zulu, I'm telling you. Great. I was like, yo. Shout out to YouTube and thank you for enlightening my life for these couple of days, because I've been on this thing like it was a series.
I had to hurry up and read today because I couldn't watch. She sent me 3 hours of footage. I'm like, oh,
Shaka
shit.
Zulu was like, He has his own thing or whatever, but he kind of went on it just for entertainment purposes for him. You know, it was just fun shit, right? So, Shaka Zulu is another, it's like his friend or his, you know, person that he's with. But he got out, and then he's like telling everything it's on this guy. That one everything. Person. Everything. And and I'm not finished watching it, so when I'm done here, I'm going to go back and watch the rest of it. But yeah, like I have to really say, this really gave me an insight on how people could really seriously, honestly manipulate you into thinking that
their ways,
they're right. They can manipulate you into doing something, you know. But then that manipulation came in form of their trauma. Because if you hear every single one of their testimonies and all of that shit, they had to get away from something. They had to do this. I didn't have a job. I didn't do this. I dropped out of school. You know, one person, he was deployed from the military. He had nowhere to go. Like, he wanted to be off the grid. So that's why he started. And then he was, like, really, like, fucking these niggas. Like he was really having sex with these guys, too. Like, there was, like, yo, when I tell you this. And, the spiritual bath. That's what it is, right? So Zulu came into the house. It was like, yo, like... my nigga, like, yo, you know, I know y'all believe in taking baths and shit. They only believe in just doing water on them. That's it. But the house is smelling like a
weird, nah, man, stink like pussy. This nigga just wild on mad stink box. Like,
but this is not it. This is the kicker,
he
right?
Too much with nature.
He upstairs with all the females, right? Because
mad hairy box in the spot. I'm sorry. Shit started accumulating after you said that. I'm like,
yo, keep it in your head. So, He's upstairs.
No, boy.
He's upstairs popping each one of them. Pop, pop. While their mans, their boyfriends are downstairs.
Following the leader.
And the men, they don't mind that shit. Take my woman. And he just
shit, yo. The nigga got Atlanta clucks and he boning they bitches. Nah,
he's
bro.
The Messiah, and they believe that shit. And there's one kid on there. I don't know his name. He's light skinned with the dreads. My boy, that he's brainwashed to the fullest, son. He's like, yo, I'm waiting for him to come out.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yo,
it still sounds like him and the main girl Velvet is still. They still like mentally there, cause she's still like, I'm looking for somebody that gonna lead me. And she's like, I'm looking for agriculture at the time, work and all this
she's
stuff.
17 at that time, so he kind of broke her into what womanhood. she wants now, and that's what she's used to. Yeah. So at this point, anything that come into her life has to be
some similarity
bishop type shit, because that's what until someone comes in and really shows her something different, and then she's really like, yo, this is real type shit, because she's been through some shit. You know, but then again, there was like, this shit a skit. It, you know, it was someone real.
That's that Stockholm syndrome shit.
Why are you telling people not to shower? Why you? Nah, bro. Because
we won the nation.
Whole shit is.
Yeah. Because the water that's, you know, in America and all that shit, it got chemicals, which it does.
Fuck with the skin, with the melanin.
What is it called? What they have in it? Is it fluoride?
Fluoride and all that shit.
So they. You know, they were like, natural water, you know, it's better. Which, you know, yeah. But you ain't somewhere where you gotta, you know what I mean? And then they had to buy the water. And that was a lot of money, you know? So, you know, but this really made me, you know, what? Like I said, put an insight everything, on just how with people all the other, could fuck your mental up.
Yeah, with all the other shit, like him raping them and what the court is saying, that being held without, you know what I mean?
What really made it came to light, I'm assuming, I know there's not two different stories. One of the females that came, she was like diabetic or on high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And then he ended up telling her, don't take it. Just go vegan.
Killed her?
And like in three or four days within two months, I don't know, don't quote me, but within a ranges of them being together, yeah. She got,
because he was saying that he knew got, certain remedies to cure
lying,
and he was doing surgery and shit on certain people.
Yo, this dude, he thought he was Messiah, but he said,
to school, do well by your parents, try to be somebody, y'all. Don't be out here listening to these fake boss niggas that's employees. These niggas
some
is employees
wanted to hear from someone besides their peeps. Cause he's giving me information that I want. I'm into agriculture. I'm into all of that.
Nigga was out here slinging ding-a-ling.
He really was. He was popping on my
yo. Bro, this nigga was a Chippendales fucking dropout, bro.
Like, and then you have like there was a lot of STD breakouts with amongst them. Like, it was a lot.
Yo,
some people do that shit. Some people just lost, bro. And when they find something that really.
Yeah,
resonates with them,
makes them feel whole and make them feel like I have a purpose.
This is my
purpose, and I'm gonna be here. Like this, he was in, let them sit in the corner,
Dati.
Stand in the corner naked.
Yo, fucking for 2 hours. Dirty like, pussy is outrageous.
He didn't care. That was it. He had 6 wives.
Fuzzy dirty pussy is outrageous.
I guess when you in the room.
He probably into fuzzy box. I ain't mad
some,
at it.
Some
but,
men are, you know.
Yeah, but stink fuzzy box is crazy.
It depends on what your stink is. I don't know, nigga. What the fuck?
No, boy.
I don't know. Whatever.
They didn't shower for mad long.
They
no
couldn't
way.
Get on a plane because the passengers was like, they stink.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, I ain't gonna hold you. Stink box is crazy. What kind of narcissistic weird shit is that? Like, you just got mad box that no one wants, but you got it. Like,
they
and you boning
and
other
amongst
niggas.
The house
is,
they have it. What the fuck? You want to hear what I said? They don't need nobody else to.
I need to watch.
To
send me the
box.
Link. I need to see this dumb shit. This shit is
Nature
crazy.
Boy, yo, that shit. It was. And you know what his mindset was? And this is what it is. His mindset was, I'm trying to retrain adults, right? Listen to this. It makes sense, but you're not God, my nigga. You're not in that setting, right? So he was like, he has to eat first and then let everybody else eat, right? You have to eat a certain amount of things throughout the day, you know, which, you know, you're fasting, if you believe in that.
He got this all lit off TikTok.
Listen, so his thing was, they didn't really take him serious type shit, right? So they would eat before him. And then he had this, he was saying, he was like, yo, how can I train an adult, you know, to say, all right, let him eat first? Because if a teacher say don't talk, if a teacher say don't do this, you got to listen, right? If you're an adult and you're in front of a professor and the professor says don't talk in the classroom, you're going to listen, right? So now if I'm telling you, let me eat first, because this is how this tribe works, why can't you not do it? You know what I'm saying? And this is how it just really goes with people in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm telling you something for your good, and I'm not trying to say anything like that, but it's, why can't you listen? This is what they signed up for. I'm not saying this for everybody, but what he was trying to put two together, he didn't know how to control them. So that's where the whole stand in the corner, you know, or go in the closet, you know, or sit on your knees and put your hand in your back. Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying? That's how you control somebody with fear. I'm going to fucking scare you and here you go.
Oh, I because thought he was balling in girls. I know. In front of, so he
and he's not man enough shit. To be like, yo, like, they don't see him as that. So what you got to do? I like you. What up?
Yeah,
stand in the corner.
What I need to see is,
you know what I'm saying? And that was his mindset. Like, that was crazy.
I need to see a documentary about
this whole thing.
His life.
His, yeah.
From his youth to now, to see what exactly. You're not going to find out what exactly, because sometimes he probably had a
good life. Don't get it fucked up. Niggas will Google your life.
Like, yeah, the ending of the trial, right? And this is how, when you know people, like, you know when people be lying and shit, and you like, kids be doing it, you like, I didn't do it. You be giving them faces and shit because, you know, you trying to make it seem like I ain't do that shit. And they giving them their testimony of how they... I forgot what the name of it, but it's like... They give him
confessions.
Yeah, of how they felt, what you did to me type shit. And how...
Oh, like one-on-ones.
Right. And the way this female was talking about it, you know, you raped me, you did this, you did that, I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, you know, my mental after leaving, and he was just like, like, you couldn't hear him, but he was like, if I could hear the words,
wild expression,
he's like, but you knew about it, or this was a skit, everything was like, oh, it was for educational purposes,
yeah, he was trying to clean it up.
Enough about this shit, but listen, people.
That's nasty work right there.
You know, a lot of people go through
damn,
shit.
How many months we into in 2024? Shit is crazy out here already.
And they still, you know, believing in him, thinking he gonna get out. But,
yeah, that nigga
shout out to everybody that was in there, you know. I honestly hope that y'all do, you know, right. Seek help and, like, really seriously just, like,
it's not knob in the back.
You know, just going forward, just trying to distinguish what's real and not. You know what I'm saying? Because being in something for 3 years is a condition. Like, you conditioned now, right? You think that's how you're going to move now.
You thought
that
was your way of living.
Yeah, like, I don't think unless
that shit
someone
not
comes.
Normal.
Yeah, like, you
that
don't.
Shit not normal. We seeing a lot of movies play out.
It's going to take time to deprogram that.
There you go, right.
Those are fights.
It is. Like,
they've been going through that for 3 years with boy? Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
bro. He just made wild prostitutes.
Crazy.
That ass. All
right. Hold your heads to all the survivors from that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, please. That shit.
Surviving Diddy?
Shout similar to it. Shout out to We Go Hard TV, you feel me? You had a great battle, you know what I mean? 30 years.
We seen this shout nigga move yeah. Right in front of us right
no
now.
Diddy.
No Diddy. That shit done took over the airwaves.
Yeah, there's no more no
listen,
homo.
Listen, I just...
There's
I,
no more pause.
I just.
Yeah, no Diddy, everything.
I just hope that...
That's crazy.
When it comes to the freak off and shit like that, I just feel like that shit is normal. Everybody do that shit.
It was just a
you know what I'm saying.
I had the big.
I just hope that he all the other shit goals. That trafficking and this and that, because this is how I see it, right? If y'all saying that he did this shit and he been doing that shit from way back then, and never got caught. That nigga good as fuck. Just so happened because of Cassie opened her motherfucking mouth. That's when everything started happening. So it's like, come on, like, you really that good?
So I'm saying the nigga, yo, they said he sent his plane up. They intercepted it, brought it down, and my son, I mean, Puff wasn't on the plane.
He know what he was doing. Yo, here, baby, take this shit. Go with your friends.
Nigga did some movies,
you know,
shit,
put my name on the manifest.
Did look.
And then got there, boom, not there.
All right, boom. we obviously talking about Puff and all these allegations that's been happening. The raid that happened on Biggie's 27th anniversary to his album, which was crazy.
Which is really thing. Crazy.
They knew
bro.
What they was doing.
I got the big shirt on. It's crazy. How Cardi said. But It was crazy that they had his kids in cuffs. Come here. Sit down on the floor. But it's a lot of allegations going on, man. They saying, you know, the stuff that we heard already with him and having sexual assaults and all this other stuff with people. Now they talk about drug trafficking. They pulled all the cameras out of his cribs and all this shit.
$100 million mortgage owed from both of the mansions in L.A. and Miami.
Yeah, he sold Revolt to an anonymous buyer.
Wait, hold up. So they tell him that he owed money on a house?
On both
of the mansions. The cribs that he rushed?
In New York and Miami. Well, he hasn't been paying?
No, Miami and Cali or some other. I forgot what that shit was. Okay. I don't think it was New York.
Oh, he made it seem like he had money.
Got money. He traffics people. I ain't gonna front.
If you got two houses that you didn't pay a mortgage on, unless you trying to like.
Don't give a fuck about
be
it.
Squatters.
Yeah. That ass probably left there for someone else. Picked that bill up. Empty that for me. I don't know. This shit crazy.
I don't know what that is about. Like having the old money on your homes over $100 million on your homes.
Some wild shit. That's too.
That's crazy. But
some nice cribs though.
Yeah, everything that's going on. They saying the last that they seen him was in Miami. He was with Stevie J, and I think his twin daughters or some shit like that. But I don't know, man. What y'all think is gonna go down from here?
Like I said, if the feds come in, that means they already got the information that they need. Let's start.
Yeah,
with
them
that.
Niggas don't care. Them right? Niggas make sure
if
they
you,
shit.
If they come in and raiding all three houses, on that part, right? Yeah, they raiding three all three houses.
99% rate.
And then stop his plane from going right, because they needed his phone and whatever he had on him to do this raid.
Diddy's a wild boy.
Okay, so I think whatever it was in that. Thing that with Cassie, whatever she
that lawsuit,
yeah, whatever she the allegations of what she was saying and everything like that, I think they're going off of that, and then saying this is what he did, this is what they did, da da da. So I just feel like anything else, we really can't see nothing yet,
yeah,
because they have everything sealed at this moment to see why they raided the house and what they're looking for,
so.
You know what I'm saying?
That's my thing, because
I want to know what you're looking for.
As soon as he settled with Cassie, everybody that had a complaint or something to say about him was like, oh, he did something to me too. Because now you giving up money to keep people quiet because you know that what she's saying is true. That's the only reason I know niggas settle. Like, she's saying some true shit. Let me just get this shit out the way. You know what I'm saying? But that little... I don't know his name, the producer. I keep forgetting his name. But Little Rod, he keeps saying some crazy allegations.
He was supposed to get sent to Cuban Gooding.
He said Puff sent him to Cuba Gooding Jr. and Cuba Gooding Jr. started making some sexual advances towards him and shit like that. Shit getting critical for that man. I ain't gonna
lie. That's what I'm saying. Like, Uncle Luke has said something.
Yeah.
And he's just like, where is everybody to help him? Like, all the niggas that was putting money in his pocket, they're putting money in their pocket.
All the niggas in the brunches.
Boosie said that shit. He was like, all y'all niggas had suits and drinking with him and shit.
Nobody, y'all niggas stand up for your man.
Ain't nobody gonna say nothing about that, bro.
Coming out home.
Because, I mean, then again, it's for them to say. If you never see anything, then I'm just like, keep quiet,
Jay-Z,
I mean,
next.
They're not gonna really want to put the reputation out there, like, oh no, then your endorsements or whatever you got is,
So now, like,
cut that shit off.
We know, we seen a history, it's history of this type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? People like this, I don't know exactly, sociopaths or whatever type of shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
These people like to keep momentums.
What you mean?
They like to keep shit.
Did he got receipts on
that? Of course.
Did he got receipts on
that? So if you go through some of this nigga emails and you see him emailing Chief Keefe D,
flick your head.
You laughing.
I'm saying that how you saying it.
I'm just saying, bro. They just took all your computers and everything. But if they see anything that connects you to Big or Pac's death, you done. And like Tune said, they already got most of what they need to put you away because they came to raid you already. The FBI showed their face. And they don't show their face unless they know that they got what they need.
Yeah, they booking.
Yeah, so I don't want to say it, but I think it's everything
was in Cassie's thing that they're looking for. But like I said, if we could see what they raided the house for, like what they were looking for, but they sealed it, then we could be like, yeah, this nigga, you know, they're looking for this, none of that. But we like Diddy. You know, Diddy is the closet cousin uncle that we have, you know. We know damn well what the fuck you are, but you know what? But we love you, though, you know what I'm saying? But we don't really hear anything bad about Diddy. What you hear bad about Diddy besides this shit? Beating on women? Does he, like, you know, talk bad about women?
I mean, listen, man.
Does he neglect his kids?
As we can see, there's a lot of shit that's been said. This industry, entertainment industry shit is stranger than fiction, bro. We seen countless times where we like, damn, is this shit true or not? And it turns out to be true. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we hope that this time is not true.
That's true. I'm not saying
let's just say like the freak offs and all that shit. Yeah, you a freaky ass nigga. We know that shit. All right, cool. We accept you now.
Yeah.
But trafficking?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, if y'all saying that he been doing this shit for a long time and he never got caught, it just so happened this girl opened her mouth and boom, all that shit. Like, you a really good nigga. Who's in your pocket? Who pocket you in?
No, the money was good, and probably the people he was bringing them new freaks to.
What about 50 baby moms was fucking?
Yo, 50 is like, you sex worker. I can't stand him, but I can't stand him. Like, what the hell? Like,
Diddy sent the shorty to 50, and 50 didn't even know it. He thought he bagged her. We didn't bag her, bro. Diddy sent you some work and wanted to come back and get be like, come on, son.
Listen, so what I was saying was like the music,
seen that shit with,
the industry and all that is stranger than fiction, right? Yeah, so boom, peep this, crazy. Right?
I'm about to say some shit. Go ahead.
What was his shit where he started at? Uptown Records, right?
Yeah. Alright. Quincy, yeah.
These the people he started with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Andre Harrell.
Mm-hmm.
Heart Attack and Died. Kim Porter, which is the baby moms, Heart Attack and Die. I'll be sure.
Oh my God, here we go.
He fell into a coma, right?
Go ahead, gang.
Let's go into Bad Boy Records.
Talk to him.
Craig Mack.
That. Go ahead, gang.
Biggie.
That. Go ahead, gang.
Black Rob.
That. Go ahead, gang. We pardon. I'm with you. 112, they out of here. Total, out of here. Faith Evans, out of here.
Mary J. Blige made it.
With my son.
Mace Moms was like, no, you not signing him. You out of here.
What's my son? Carl Thomas, out of here.
Come on, I'm just saying, Chun. But Puff is in perfect health. Ain't that ever happening?
Out of here. What's this nigga? Bang? No, what's the skinny nigga? Machine Gun Kelly, nigga do a whole different type of music now. Nigga don't want to be around the shit.
Then the ones that still popping like French and Meek. French, you got exclusive.
French out here giving niggas bad chains.
But Meek and all this other shit, like, I don't know, but it's too. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
It was a Cold Boys chain that shit went to a gumbo chain. It can't I'm just be saying.
A vape pen. Vape pen don't put out that much smoke. So if you see smoke from over here, it's fire. So I don't know, bro.
Listen.
If you got a billion dollars in the bank, now it's time to put that to work. That's why you accumulated it, right? Now you need it.
I ain't gonna lie, man.
You treat my man wrong. Listen, let me tell you something. You treat him wrong.
Listen, man, people make decisions in life.
Yeah.
Chopper going through some shit from the band. Babs is doing battle rap. Shout out to Queen of the Ring. What's this? E-Ness out here doing battle rap. Shout out to E-Ness. Like, Diddy out here doing wrong, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. So, I don't know. Let's see. Supposed to have the bag, story man. Gonna continue to play out. We gonna see what happens with it. You know what I'm saying? But this shit is definitely a movie. This shit definitely a movie. Rest in peace to Lou Gossett Jr. Passed away at 87. Gang. I don't know exactly from what, but you know, rest in peace.
That's, I think it's just like old age, you know, just
yeah. That's mm-hmm. a that's a long heart life failure. Right there. You know what I mean? Let me show. What we like, gonna talk about next?
What was he in the Color Purple? I think like that.
My son was a gangster. He was the old head in Mad of the Movies.
Yeah.
Damn.
Which one is this? He was the military captain or something like that. But yeah,
my son did mad flickies. Yep. He was always the OG that had the tank top mm-hmm. with the pants. Get over here. Like, felt like he always kept niggas in check. I'm just saying, OG nigga.
Mm-hmm. Y'all saw what happened in Baltimore with the bridge.
That's wicked.
You saw it?
I just feel like it's a lot of violations that they did not, that they had on that boat. Mm-hmm. The inspections, who was involved with the inspections, you know, because right when the ship went to the bridge, it just power shut off. Boom. Yeah, my nigga. Sound effects.
Yo, shout out to that bum ass Airbnb.
I was looking at him like, put it to the mic more, nigga. Yeah, of course.
Word.
The water bottle.
No Diddy, right?
No Diddy.
Yeah, my bad.
While she was talking, that nigga was
like, yeah, like, fuck, squeezing the shit out of that bottle. Go ahead.
Oh, my
Nancy.
Bad.
No Diddy, right?
Fuck that Airbnb and AC and all
yo,
that.
Yo, you ever watched this one?
Bad support. Pause. I think I've seen this, yeah. Facts. But yeah, I just never noticed that title.
Yeah, June. I think they're trying to trap us in America.
What was I say the last part? Oh yeah, so
that's nice. That's why you go ahead.
Shut up. So
part of the year right there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you fucking me up, man. Damn. Stupid. So I feel like the inspections, like, they're gonna fuck them up because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, who was the last person to see that? You know, the whole everything shut off. You can see the boat like ding, and it came back on. And he didn't have enough time to...
Chun Chun Black and Gray, bro.
Swear that shit.
Conspiracy, bro. They blew this shit up on purpose, bro. The shit did a little turn, then it turned into the bridge, bro.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. You gotta see different angles. That shit was like... he did the little... he thought
well,
he was...
Certain people that nigga already got
that nigga going to jail. Who the fuck is in charge?
Well, four of the people that was conducting the boat died... Some, I think like 8 civilians died that was crossing the bridge at the time. Luckily, it was at night, so it wasn't too much. Yeah, so prayers and rest in peace to people that lost their lives and that shit. And they saying that like the shipping container that crashed into the bridge had a lot of toxins and all that type of shit. So now that's in the water as well. So now you got to tell your people in your town, no water, you know what I mean? Showers and all that shit. It's going to be crazy. So they was asking the mayor, like, yo, so how fast you think we going to get the bridge back up? He looking at them like they retarded.
Yeah,
like,
so you don't see
about?
The whole shit gone?
He said there's still people in the water that we have to go inside and get first. We got to get these cars.
Like,
we got to get these cars and all this metal and all this stuff out of the water first, bro. Fuck building the bridge. That happens later. But I heard that that's a bridge that transports a couple hundred thousands of goods and stuff like that throughout, you know what I mean? The cities and shit like that. So, but...
It might be like a delay. Down.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You just got to find different routes and shit like that, but... I don't know, man. Conspiracy hippie, you know what I'm saying? They trying to trap us in America right now, bro. They gonna start blowing all these bridges up.
I mean,
the George Washington Bridge is breaking right now as we speak.
I have said it. Like, you know, if anything happens, you can always target a Walmart and a Target.
That's
you know what
a
I'm
conspiracy.
Saying? Like, they're all there. Like, it's like, you know.
I watch a lot of movies, and Red Dawn is one of them that.
Yeah,
I think
wake up
happen.
And be fucking playing.
Yeah, cause we like if y'all not paying attention, like we're not going serious the pod out. But America and Russia warships are in the Red Sea right now, so niggas might want to pay attention to shit. You know what I'm saying? So We've been living in World War III for a couple months.
This didn't feel like a, you know.
It just don't. It was a civil war.
You're just not directly in it.
It was a Cold War for the beginning. Now, Putin just opened the archives in Russia, and you see Jesus black and all that.
Yeah. So you know, we good.
We good if you come over here. Like, he ain't fucking with us.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Word. I just say he opened the archives.
Send me that picture so I can upload it. So when they come over, I'm like, show them. I'm on your side.
But prayers to prayers to the families and everybody out there in Baltimore, to our brothers and sisters out there, definitely. Man. Hold your head up, man. I fuck with Baltimore, man. Even though I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and we got beef with the Ravens, but
I want to really.
I like Baltimore.
Baltimore. My niece is, she's in Baltimore.
What she was gonna say?
That Gilly and Charleston
White.
Charleston White, that's my man. I don't care what nobody's saying.
Some of the shit he say is true too. So
some of the shit is true. My thing is this: first of all, you were talking about homeboy to somebody and it went back to him. You know how right mouth is. You know how, like, come on. So now, yes, the shit that he said about his son.
Yeah.
Will make me wanna,
disrespectful.
Yes. But at the same time, it's like, you know how his mouth, like, you know how he come, like.
No, did he?
Wallow not with that.
You know how direct.
Wallow don't like that.
Wallow?
Wallow don't
yeah,
like
it. Yeah, Wallow don't like it too much with cheese, because.
You know what he do for his nephew, huh? Yeah. Gilly. No, Gilly trying to be political.
Right, Gilly, right.
Some Wallow. Some like that shit.
Yeah. But
too much positive energy. Shit go negative real
they
quick.
They said, one of the interviewers said, you can't go back to Philly. He said, I never want to go to Philly. Like, I don't understand. Why would anybody want to go to Philly? Like, but Charleston White is crazy. The way he come off sometimes, the way he responds to
shit. He can be a little vocal with his shit,
but
yes.
Some of the shit that he kicks, when it's not, like, directly towards somebody, when, if you watch, because most of the shit is clickbait that you see.
Oh, yeah,
but
course.
If you sit there and watch his full interview,
yes,
you'll see some shit that he says that you'll be like, all right, that's cool. Some shit, you get outrageous with it.
Right.
But he told you from the beginning, bro, like, I was trying to be a person, a good person. Niggas wasn't listening to me. So now, I got ignorant. I took the rapper lifestyle and promoted it. And now y'all listening to me.
Because
I'm saying fuck, you know, whoever he says fuck to. But I don't want to
say he be wilding sometimes, for real.
Yeah, shit is. I mean, it is what it is.
This
live
time,
your life.
This time he's wilding because, you know, his son, rest in peace, you know. But the way he was going at it was like, get him. Get him. Get out! Shut the fuck up! You're going too hard now.
Shit, it's
crazy. You know, but no. I feel like it was a fair game, but maybe a little too much.
Leave
fair
Gilly
game.
Alone, man. Or somebody trying to chill.
We about to get up out of here soon. Ice Cube. Ice Cube offers the top like female athlete in college right now that everybody likes. He offered her $5 million to play in his league. It's called the Big Three. It's 3-on-3. But it's all men right now. We haven't seen a female player play, but they got female head coaches and everything. The last 3 years, the female-led team won the championships.
Oh, okay.
So he's trying to offer her $5 million to play for 1 year. They only play like 8 games, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm, wow.
Play 8 games, playoffs. And then, you know what I mean? But the only thing is, like, this is her senior year, and she's going to get drafted to the WNBA.
Okay.
And the start of the season is, like, right there, like, a week apart. You know what I'm saying? So she...
Right.
But the WNBA, the female players don't get paid that much. You know what I'm saying? So...
Robbery.
Yeah. So he's trying... I mean...
I got you.
Okay. So I feel like... and it's only for a year?
Yeah.
And he should offer her $5 million.
You think she should do it?
You think I would go. You think? I mean, then again, she is a good player, right? Like she, everybody's
she
trying
nice,
to get her time. Shit?
Yeah, she nice.
You think she'll get $5 million a year?
Not for her rookie deal. Her rookie deal is gonna be like a couple $100,000 in WNBA. I would try
to
go
give
in
her $5 million.
Yeah, I would try to go and negotiate.
I guess he has it, right?
I would try to go and negotiate, like, yo, y'all still got my draft rights. Yeah, y'all still got my draft rights.
Right.
Let me play these 8 games if it goes to the playoffs. and then I'll come back. That's not even a quarter of the WNBA season. But I wouldn't like that personally, because I think you're going to be bending the rules for somebody.
Yeah, that's what, you know, people look at it like, well, damn, give me $5
million. And I'm not going to hold. I'm saying she's good. I'm saying she's good and she's nice, but I think there's a couple of other women players that's better than
that's
her.
That's better than her.
Yeah.
I guess that she's new. She's a rookie, you know.
It's good.
My bowels are
amazing. She over here watching battle raps and shit on the pod. Nah, hold on, bro.
We was talking about.
I just seen my bro. I seen the son that caught me
on our way coming here. We was talking about how people, how men.
People.
Excuse me.
Just people, because
females
fair.
Do it too. Let me take it back. I'm sorry. Ooh, people. My bad. My bad.
Nah,
you
got my bad for the
how, yeah, you just shot me. So, by how people.
But it was a man who did it, so.
Right.
Yeah.
How people.
My bad. I was just trying to save niggas.
Could not. What was it? Could not. Just.
You cannot buy your way into someone's heart. You cannot get these little badges from buying little trinkets. And think you just call them later, like
people like to trick on people.
Yeah,
and they get it like they trick so much that how do you know if it's real?
They trick on anything, anyone. Because
you're doing the same thing to everybody.
Nasty.
Opening doors.
Like some people just materialistic.
Niggas be tricking and niggas be tricking themselves broke.
What if that's their love language?
Yeah.
What if that's their love language?
Hmm.
What if that's their love language?
Yeah, and they don't got no one loving them back.
That's what I'm saying, but how... Well, yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
They love the gift that they get from that person.
I guess
they don't technically like him.
Something back.
You probably get the satisfaction from it, though. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't...
Fuck me because you like me. Not because what I could get you or do for you. Fuck me because you like me.
I don't think it could just be... Fuck me because you like me, because that has.
No, I'm saying fuck me. I mean, let me fuck you or fuck with me.
I think that still has agendas too.
I got stuck in the fuck.
I feel like don't get me wrong. I like to I don't think I would call it tricking, maybe, but if I do go out and if I'm see, this is what I see. If I say to you, yo, let's do something, da da da. I'm expecting to pay because I'm the one that brought up the idea. If we go out and you like, yo, keep your money, then that's
he was kind of confused at that. Yeah. I was kind of confused because niggas don't be really getting that.
Listen,
I mean, I got it a couple times, but I'm not saying like when you say let's go out, it's just like, am I available for us to go out? Boom, we're going to go out. I got the situation. Or go Dutchie or whatever. But if you want to go buy the whole situation, I ain't mad. I just know I'm going to have to go way harder next time I see you. No,
shit.
I'm just saying.
But I'm
that's
just
boom,
that.
Boom,
no.
Boom, bouncing good energies.
Well, that's where the person that you fuck with should understand you. Like, if I say, yo, let's do something, or let's go for some side to go out of state, da da da, I'm expecting to pay because I came up with the idea. If I know you type of nigga that I know you are, you're gonna put in. All right, I do the rental, I do this, da da da. That's how you know the person. But what I'm trying to say is, if you doing the same thing to every single person, you know, you said that how
I buy your car, I buy your crib.
So when I do something, the question is, if someone's tricking on somebody, right, constantly on, not a relationship, but you keep doing the same thing with everybody else,
mm-hmm.
You're wasting your money, you're doing all this shit. How can you know the difference when you're actually with somebody? If you're doing the same thing that you would do if you're actually
with
somebody.
If you're the person that's giving that
tricking,
out,
yeah.
If you're the person that's tricking, I don't know the real answer for that because I'm not one of those type of people. You know what I'm saying?
Trickster?
Yeah.
Trickster?
I like to see if, even if it's just friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. If me and Spliff go out and he got it one day, he got me and I got it.
Nah, nigga, we're not talking about nigga.
I got him.
About...
Now, if we talking about a female.
Talking about the relationship, not
yeah,
no friendship
yeah.
Shit.
But
not no cool
see,
shit.
See, this is the thing.
What we call
with
love
these
bombing?
Questions, right? This is the thing with these
wait,
questions, right?
Love, no, I'm weak.
This is the thing with these questions, right?
You ain't ready for a car ride with us.
You had to know. You had to know. You had to know this person. You had to know this person before you got into a relationship.
And that, exactly. There you go.
Like, are you stupid or what?
So if this person's telling you, listen. If this person's telling you all this shit, right? You like, yo, you really a fuck. Like, how would you know the difference?
In all reality, that's what I was about to just say too, right? You do these actions. So when do you know it's really love? Like the other person loves you back and probably do the same thing for you. Like, because in the sense of you tricking so hard, the other person might not even think to do anything because, like, you get me everything. So what would I be able to get you, the person that gets me everything I want? You feel me?
That shouldn't be a mindset to have.
That shouldn't, just be the go with the flow. Like, you might see things.
That shouldn't be a mindset to have because
you might see this.
You should know your person and you should be doing stuff that makes them happy.
No, facts, bro. But that's what I'm saying. But
you
only worry about
what's making you happy right now.
Right. In like a certain way.
And then the person that's giving that out might not mind it because you still in their presence. So that's good enough for me.
That's what I say. You, like,
but that's not good enough for me.
You taking it, it gives them a satisfaction. Like, oh, like, my your love language is what? Act of service.
Not to
put. So it's like, if I'm doing things for you, right? If I'm doing things for you, and you saying to me, well, what can I do for you? Just you accepting it make me feel good. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep doing it. So like I said, I understand why people would do the whole tricking thing, because it's like, I guess it's your ego. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel like, all right, you're in the mid. That's your love language, like he said.
No, yeah, I was about to just say the thing.
So,
like,
you know, but I just say, what if you are doing these things, right? And you just have people that use you. How would you know? Because you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all get used.
It's tough to call.
Misused.
For real.
My bad.
We all get misused in some sort of way.
Because we need to be used.
You find what that person.
But don't misuse me.
What that person brings towards you and you use that part of it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, bro. You just got to be some. I guess some people are just super dumb that they just go with the flow because they got somebody that's there with them. And then you be like, oh, you my girlfriend. And then she be like, yeah, like, whatever, nigga. I'm going with the flow because you buying me shit.
Right, yeah.
And
stop,
she getting dick
happen
somewhere else.
Nah. It goes both
ways.
That shit's
crazy.
It goes both ways.
I don't know, bro. Shit is fucked up out here. Like, wicked.
All right, let's be real, right? Like, tricking on my girl, I don't see that as tricking, right?
That's not.
But you tricking with this girl,
that's why
you
I'm
tricking with that girl.
With
you doing multiple tricking, like it's multiple tricking going on.
You like, tricking on every girl that you know.
Yeah,
yes, that's what she was saying.
Oh, I don't
this
know.
Nigga's
that's just somebody that
this
just
nigga's spending it and becomes broke at like a certain amount of time and has to wait for the check to come back to then be able to spend again. That's why, like, that is wicked.
How would you know?
But it goes beyond that, nigga. There's people that go to the clubs and do that.
Yeah,
yeah,
just a lifestyle.
But, alright, so look, in this lifestyle you're fake talking about, these niggas is spending money to bring a certain amount of traction and to get rid of shit. Like, niggas that sell coke is at the strip club, every other joint, buying shit.
That.
No, I'm just saying,
I'm
lifestyle.
I'm talking about what you was just talking about. You talking
with the love of shit.
What happened, like, talking about somebody that's just tricking on their
tricking
chick? And now I'm assuming that he just got a 9-to-5. There's niggas that go to the clubs every weekend, like you saying, wait for their check, go to the club, and spend that whole shit just to show a certain way.
Niggas go on the strip,
just goes,
pay for pussy.
Nah, that's this social media shit right now.
Yeah,
bro. Everybody got to show that shit. Everybody got to show that shit. So now you showing that I could spend on you. Like, listen, bro.
No, but see, that's all right, but look, that nigga's not doing it in social media. He's doing it outside.
Everybody that's, like, if you saying
he don't
male
give a
or
fuck
female,
about who's
everybody,
showing
everybody's doing it.
Anybody that's receiving it is going to go along with it. Because you giving me shit.
Of course.
So, I'm going to go along with it. So, of course, going back that question is the person that's giving it, I don't know, and I truly don't care as long as you're around me. That's why I'm giving you shit.
Yo.
Come on, baby, let me trick on you real quick.
I can't. If I be like, yo, we going out tonight, and you be like, yeah, and I take you to go get a dollar slice, and you got a problem with it, you ain't the one for me. Because it's going to progress from there, but I'm testing you.
Why don't
she
just don't fuck with cheese? All
right, so what you want?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so what you want? Where is that? Be patty?
What the fuck?
No.
If she be like, nah, no slice, give me a beef patty with the orange drink.
Nah,
no, yeah, nigga know what's going on.
What y'all
that's
got to say to the people,
funny,
man, before we get out of here?
Yo, shout to Coach Judge, shout to Coach Hav, shout to Coach Rel, shout to Coach Dame, shout to Coach Malik, shout to all the youth, you know what I mean? The youth football shit was fire, man. I don't know. ain't no coach, nigga, but shout out to the youth, man. They was doing their thing out there and all that, you feel me? And shout out to all the sexy football mothers out there. We appreciate all of y'all, you feel me? My God. You got my heart. You feel
my
me?
Heart, my money. You got more? You got my money?
Yo, best shit on the tube. Subscribe, Spliff and Boss. Thank y'all very much. We appreciate Split y'all. You feel me?
I'm going to have to pull up.
All right, what up, next tournament, I will let you know next tournament. What's up? Mike got to spend no $40, $50.
You need me to push the lit. Carriage? I got you. To the minivan, it's lit. What you got to say, Chum?
Touch the boys. Beep, beep. The van's open. I don't got nothing to say.
I gave y'all enough.
Shout out to everybody.
Yeah, everybody just have fun. Live your life. Don't let nothing stress you. You know, my thing is, why chase you when you're chasing someone else?
Ooh. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Deuces.
Make sure, if y'all made it this far, man, like, comment, subscribe, and all that extra stuff, you know what I mean? And shout out to everybody out there, man. Keep doing y'all thing. We definitely gonna keep doing our thing.
Yo, Bo Ford and Tom Main drop in a couple of months. Tune in for that, you heard? Super fire. We go hard.
Yo,
sorry,
my bad.
Yo, go check out that last episode, you heard? So for Spliff, for Choon Choon, it's D-Reek and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. Thank you.